All right, so obviously great to get back to thinking a little bit about football. We know that a lot of people got it worse than we did, and we were very fortunate here to have as little misfortune in this area as we did in some other parts of the state and the region. But we're thinking about those people. We're thinking about everybody who's still hurting, still an inconvenience, but at the same time, it's good to get back to football.
On Sunday, all that's kind of happening. I assume you were in the office, I guess, watching games. You're keeping an eye on the storm and your thoughts about, like, not obviously about what we were dealing with, but also how you're going to reassemble as a football team at some point.
Well, you had mixed emotions at that time because obviously we didn't know what was going to happen here and happen with the hurricane in general. So there's that, and at the same time, you know, there's other games going on, and you're watching those games, and, you know, your body's sort of telling you that you guys should be out there playing too. But, you know, all that is stuff that we have no control over. We just got to worry about what we do control.
How was the tempo today, Dirk?
It was all right.
Dirk, you've done this with Matt Ryan the last couple of years, but to go up against a quarterback where you know Mike Glennon very well and he knows this defense well, what does that add to Sunday's game?
I think it probably does add a little bit of mystery on both sides. You know, Mike is a very, very sharp guy. And, you know, I'm sure that he remembers a lot of stuff. Mike's a note taker. I'm sure he remembers stuff about our defense. And at the same time, I think, you know, we know Mike, and we know his strengths and weaknesses as well.
Mike Smith said earlier today that there really can't be any excuses, any distractions. It's what you make of it. Do you guys, what about the leadership on this team to be able to say, yeah, things have been a little off kilter, but we just push in and here comes the season?
Yeah, I feel like we do have good leadership, not only with the captains that the guys elected, the six captains, but also we have plenty of other good leaders on our team. And, you know, we got 63 players now with practice squad and everything. You got your coaches, you got you folks. I mean, everybody's situation is a little bit different coming out of what we just came out of. And so no two guys are going to be exactly alike. We're going to play the Bears on Sunday, and both teams are going to be trying to win. So, you know, there's no use making any excuses about it.
How much of a relief was it when you found out that you would be able to play this week and you wouldn't have to have, you know, more of an issue like you did a week ago?
Well, just like a lot of the things over the last few weeks, is there was a little bit of a waiting game there. And, of course, we were hoping that because of minor hurricane damage that there wasn't going to be much damage, that we would be able to, A, have a game, and, B, have a home game. So, of course, that's what we were hoping for. But, again, there was just a lot of unknowns until we saw what that hurricane, you know, as you're watching it coming up through and you're seeing the damage it's doing in other places, football sort of takes a back seat to that.
Coach, but also as a father with a family to take care of, what was it like kind of dealing with that uncertainty there where you didn't really know where this thing was going to go?
Yeah, that's for all of us, all you folks too. I mean, first and foremost, everybody wants to know that their family is safe. And, you know, I was certain that my family was safe, and that made that part of it easier.
Dirk, have you got a better idea of how much you can use TJ Ward coming out of the box here? Has he still got to pass a few tests mentally, more than physically, to show you that he's ready?
Yeah, not really, because, again, we haven't, you know, nothing has changed until today, and so nothing really has changed in that respect. I mean, we had him here we had TJ for one day, and then we broke for 6 days.
So much of what your goal is during the preseason, during camp, is building stamina up for these guys. Mm-hmm. For guys like DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans, they haven't, by the time they suit up on Sunday, they will have not played a game in a month. What's it going to be like trying to get those guys up to speed that quickly? I mean, I know they've been practicing and everything, but.
Well, what's it going to be like? I don't know what it's going to be like. I mean, it just, there's no right or wrong answer here. I mean, we're playing a game on Sunday, so it doesn't matter what it's like. It's probably going to be hard. It's probably going to be hard on them, but I don't think anyone's going to be feeling sorry for us. I know the Bears aren't going to be feeling sorry for us. You know, if you look around the league, there are a lot of teams have issues. I mean, I think there's one team in the league that has five starters in concussion protocol, if I'm not mistaken. There's guys on every team going on IR. I mean, Jacksonville couldn't get back from their game. Miami had to go to California a week early. I mean, there's issues on every team, and you know, we have our issues. Chicago has their issues.
I guess I can ask you about injuries today.
Yes, you can. And you know what I can tell you? There will be an injury report out this afternoon. And you're going to like it. You're going to like it.
All hands on deck, so to speak, do you think, for Sunday?
We're pretty healthy. Yeah, we're pretty healthy. You'll see from the injury report. I mean, it'll never be this clean again.
Dirk, do you do anything different this week in practice just to try to get them in the can't go full contact, obviously, but whether it's more good on good, I mean, how do you do anything that you wouldn't normally do on a Wednesday for?
No, we do a little bit of good on good every Wednesday, and we did that today. You know, I really didn't have this early in the season. We've never taken this many days off, so I didn't have a great feel for what it was going to look like out there today. We did have everybody back last night except for one guy, and we had a nice walkthrough. We had 64 plays that we got in last night and walkthrough. We thought we got them at least talking about football again and thinking about football a little bit. And, you know, then a normal Wednesday practice today, meetings this morning, walkthrough, practice. We're going back into meetings here in a few minutes. We'll keep them here until about 5 o'clock tonight. But, I mean, we can't buy more time, and you can't overwork them and not have them have their legs for Saturday, or I mean for Sunday, excuse me. It's gonna be warm. It was back to being warm out there again today. I mean, it is what it is, and we're gonna have to play.
Are you more concerned about the mental, being mentally focused or physically ready? Is either one more of a concern to you at this point?
No, neither one. I mean, we have to be ready in both areas.
The numbers, Dirk, by the numbers suggest a little bit that Jameis struggles maybe in the first quarters. He's got 32 starts. Is that, in your experience, understandable for a young quarterback, or anything about those first quarter numbers?
Well, I think you can definitely build that case, and obviously you already have. So the past doesn't have to equal the future. So I don't think that has to be that way moving forward, no.
It's kind of unusual, the situation you were in Sunday. How much of an advantage from a tactical standpoint is it to have seen them have a full game on tape and they have?
Yeah, it's impossible to say. I mean, that's an impossible question. We saw them. They didn't see us. But in cliche talk, most people would say that teams improve the most between their first and second game. So, I mean, it's all talk. It's all talk. I mean, the game's going to happen on Sunday.
Coach, with the talk about, you know, the Bears obviously looking for some information from Mike Glennon, forgetting about that, though, in your history, have you ever had a player that played for an opponent on your team where you were able to grill them and actually get something valuable out of that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, coaches have been trying to do that. I mean, ever since I came into the league, coaches would tell me about, you know, the certain teams would cut a guy and bring another guy in off the street because he played for that team. I mean, every time I've tried to do that personally, if I asked them 10 questions, about 8 of their answers made no sense at all to me. One of them made a little bit of sense, and one of them said, oh, yeah, we watched the same film. But now, again, a quarterback is maybe a little bit different animal. When Mike left, we had an oath that he was sworn to secrecy, but we'll see if he upholds it.
What did you notice about that rookie back on the Bears? Impressive.
Very impressive, both their backs. You know, I know everybody's on the rookies bandwagon this week, and rightfully so. But let's not forget Howard was a second leading rusher in the league. I think they got a really nice 1-2 punch, and we showed the team some clips on both guys. I mean, I think most teams in the NFL would like the 1-2 punch that they had last week.
With a lot of the guys not playing in almost a month, is there a case of, are you going to have to make sure the guys aren't too amped up when it comes to Sunday and pressing out there a little bit?
If I knew how to make sure of that, I would be living in Las Vegas instead of in Tampa, because no one can do that. And I'm sure that the crowd is – hopefully we can give the crowd something to get excited about. I know the crowd will be excited for a game, and I know we'll be excited for a game. But hopefully we'll find that right balance. I don't know how to tell you the answer to that one.
After Hard Knocks, after this weather, I mean, how anxious are you? Can we just – play games here.
Yeah, let's play some football. That's what we all came here for, right? Play some football.
There you go.
Appreciate it.